It is time for us to chat with our latest athlete of the week. We're pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Drew Conrad. He's a junior over at Washington High School. He's been a member of the Demons varsity boys golf team at now all 3 years at Washington. Helped them get to state a year ago as a team, and he got his new season started with an excellent result. He had the top individual round at Washington's win in a conference meet at Fairfield on Tuesday, shooting a 1-over par 36 across 9 holes. Drew, congrats. I think that's your first varsity individual victory. How'd it feel to not only do that, but also go out and shoot a really good round on top of it?
Yeah, it felt really good. I'm playing that whole round, I didn't think I had a chance to win at all. Talking to one of my teammates, he was even par the whole round, and then got unlucky on one hole, and I didn't know that till the end. So, yeah, it definitely felt good, though, to get a win. It's been a long time. Having Roman Roth on the team is hard to win past him, so.
Well, I think I know what teammate you're talking about that was just ahead of you, Rajan Roth. He had that double on the seventh, and that was the only thing that got in the way. But I imagine once you got the birdie on the first hole, you probably had a sense of, even if it wasn't going to be a completely clean card, today's going to end up being a pretty decent day.
Yeah, I was really happy to make a birdie on the last there. I actually almost chipped in for eagle. It was hanging right on the lip, but yeah, I mean, I couldn't get a birdie putt to fall all day, so it definitely felt good to end with one and keep a pretty clean card, so I was happy.
Well, this is the first time you've gotten an individual victory. You've been in the top 10 consistently going back to freshman season. There's been a couple of top fives in there for you as well. And I feel like that's a product of the fact you have played a lot of golf before you even got to high school, right?
Yeah, I'd say I started playing a lot. Started playing a lot summer going into seventh grade, maybe. And I worked out at the golf course, and one of my buddies worked out there with me, and we'd work for 4 or 5 hours, and we'd golf until sunset. So, yeah, definitely a lot of practice.
And you've just had opportunities to play consistently, because I know you live not that far away from the course, and you're not only out there, you're out there all the time with a guy like Roman Roth, who won a state title 2 years ago, Raj, who has putting together a phenomenal year. I imagine it'd be one thing if you got a chance to play consistently. That would help. How much do you feel like it helps that you have those guys to play with, to maybe measure yourself against at times?
Oh, yeah. I'd say that's one of the major reasons why I've had a good amount of success, is having those two that are just really good, pushing you and setting really high expectations. They also know a lot about the swing in general and stuff, so they have a lot of good tips to bring to you when you're struggling or anything like that.
We're talking with Washington's Drew Conrad, our latest athlete of the week. He helped Washington get a team victory over at Fairfield Golf and Country Club to start the new boys golf season. That's, I think, 13 wins in a row in conference meets going back to, I want to say, maybe 3 years ago. You're at kind of a point where you guys obviously have a lot of success. Talked about going to state last year. It's the second time in 3 years you've done that. And I remember specifically Coach talked a lot about you were trying to top that team record for lowest score at the conference meet last year. How much has what you guys have done the last couple of years, it's not just about trying to have team success, but you're also kind of trying to top yourselves as a team every time you go out there?
Yeah, that's what it's kind of turned into right now at these conference meets. We kind of just go out there and try to shoot a good team score, but actually Mount Pleasant's kind of closing in on us, which is a little scary, but hopefully we can hold them off the rest of the year.
I imagine that only helps you want to get back out on the course, though, and continue to improve, knowing you've got some good competition coming your way. What would you say is the greatest strength of your game, and what's something you are working on trying to improve on?
I would say the strength of my game is probably my chipping. My chipping's pretty good. I feel like when my approach shot gets me a little out of position, I always have a pretty good chip shot to hopefully give me a chance to save a par or even birdie some of the time. And I've also been trying to work on my speed, get hitting the ball a little farther. I think that definitely helps in the high school game, at least playing these shorter courses. So
Talking with Washington's Drew Conrad, our latest athlete of the week. His 1/36 helps Washington get a win to open up the new boys' golf season. Gets him his first career individual victory as well. The team you've got, Raj is back. Carson Brown, who did really well as a sophomore, is back. Cole Vetter's played a little bit at the varsity level. After that, though, there's been some newer faces, like Connor Lydon's playing more with the varsity this year, and Caleb Orr, who's a sophomore. You guys get in a ton of practice, like we said. Did you make sure you were trying to get everybody out there when you had chances over the summer and maybe in early or late, I should say, in the fall?
Oh, yeah, we're out there as much as we can. We're always letting each other know. Connor's been out there. He's been out there a ton with us in this last summer. It's crazy how good he's gotten in just 1 year playing golf. So he'll be a big part to our team this year. If someone struggles, he can step up and help out. But, yeah, us five are out there every day. And I know Caleb Orr and Ethan Peebler, they've been golfing a lot more. So it's just good to see how much people want to get better and improve.
Well, you guys have definitely been able to do that. And I know that's why the team goals are still very lofty, obviously trying to go after not only conference but a trip back to state. I would wrap up or almost wrap up by asking, what are some goals you have personally for this season?
Personally, I'd say I want to win a couple more meets. I know we got some pretty big meets, like a Riverside meet. We got a 2-day event in Pella coming up next week. And I think my biggest goal is probably placing in the top 10, top 5 at state. Just something around there. Because I didn't play great at state last year. I played pretty bad, so. Yeah, I kind of just want to top 10 at state's probably a good goal.
You also didn't get that second day because of rain, which I'm sure maybe would have helped out the score. But hopefully you have the opportunity this year to go out and do that. And hopefully you continue to have a lot of success between now and then. Last thing I have to ask, since it is Masters Week, do you have a favorite in Augusta this weekend?
I'd really like to see Bryson, DeChambeau, or Joaquin Neiman win. I like those two live guys. Or Wyndham Clark. Those are my three.
If Bryson drives it on a par 4 at some point onto the green, which I feel like he probably has a good shot to do, I think that's a mission accomplished weekend for him. So, Drew, we hope you accomplish everything you want to do this season. Congrats on a great start to your spring, and thanks for joining us to talk about being Athlete of the Week.
Yeah, thank you.
That is Drew Conrad, junior golfer for the Washington Demons. His 1/36 was the medalist round over at Fairfield Golf and Country Club on Thursday. Helped the Demons get the team victory to open up their 2025 season. It's his first individual win as well. Congrats to Drew, our latest athlete of the week.